Bingo Wings, Act 1, Scene 1, Inside the Bingo Palace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Friday night at the Lucky Stars Bingo Palace. In a few moments, we'll start our early bird game. Make sure you've got your dabbers at the ready. Oh, I've got an announcement here from Wendy. You know Wendy, who's always here nice and early, like clockwork, week in, week out. Well, she's running late. Only joking. She says, thank you for all the get well messages, and she's recovering nicely in hospital in a room to herself. Thankfully, the operation wasn't needed, and her insides are all sorted out now after following the advice from our lovely Sylvia. It turns out she quite likes a hot tikka masala after all. So eyes down and we'll begin. Knock at the door, number 4. Halfway there, 45. Doctor's orders, number 9. Jump and jive, 35. Talkie in Devon, 87. That's the third time this week. Right, I've got to get my screwdriver out to fix this thing. I remember the balls in the cage. And now it's all computer screens and digital things for this and Wi-Fi for that. Dabbers down, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back to it a bit later on.
Hi, Ron. Balls packed up again?
Well, they're not balls anymore. It's getting embarrassing now. Ever since we've been using computers for everything, it's just got complicated.
I see you've not finished the early bird yet.
Not yet.
You've got to keep to the timing, Ron. Life is about order, date and times. Without the clock, there would be chaos. Got my usual tonight.
You always get your usual. That's why we use the word usual.
All right, Mr. Clever Clogs. If you're so clever, why do you need a computer to tell you the number of the balls?
They're not balls anymore.
Hi, Ron. How's your balls tonight? I see you're all ready to go, Aggie.
I was born ready.
Oh, I wasn't. I'm still catching up. It's like every day is one of those... Oh, what are they called? Every day is like one of those long, thin, bendy things that feel funny when you touch them. Very chewy in your mouth. Like a bit of string.
Cheese strings.
Pardon?
She's on about cheese strings.
I get them for the kids and the lunch boxes. But sometimes I open that fridge, no matter what time of day or night, and I think, I'll just have one. Then it'll be another and another, until I'm full to the brim with processed cheese that resembles a plastic balloon in my belly. I have phases. Just depends what's on offer at the time.
Wagon wheels. I'm like that with wagon wheels. Can't get enough of them.
It wasn't until we turned round we realised everyone was watching us. He was embarrassed. I went. I said to him, have you not been caught out afore? He went bright red and couldn't even look anyone in the eye.
What did you do?
I gave him a slap on the arse and told him to remember his PIN number for next time. Or use contactless. He says he don't trust it.
Tasha, Aggie, well, here we are for our usual Friday night. Who's feeling lucky?
You're lucky, he's lucky, I'm lucky, we're all lucky.
What?
Rocky Horror Picture Show? One of my favourites. There's something about Tim Curry in that film that makes me go,
Oh, you mean the one with the plant that eats people? I loved that film when I was younger. I always thought Audrey Hepburn was beautiful. Now, don't get in a fright, girls. But I've got a newbie starting with us tonight. I'd like to tell you it's a man, 6'5", long dark hair, come to bed eyes and a jawline you can park your boobs on. But it's not.
Surely you was talking about one of Tina's ex-boyfriends.
Well, her name is Danielle. I know her from work. She's not played bingo before and said she thought it was just for old people. It was like I was coming out to her as a bingo player.
Ooh, who's the dabber and who's the dabby?
She's lovely. She's one of those vegans, though. Why is it it's always the vegans who bring homemade cake and scones into work? I mean, I've got nothing against them, but use some butter. I mean, veganism. Where does it even come from?
I dated a Slovakian once. He had a deep voice and his name sounded like that strawberry stuff you had as a kid. No, it'll come to me.
Ronald, me man, how's your balls tonight?
Well, the whole thing's packed up again.
Give it a slap.
It'll like that.
Your balls need a slap, Ron.
She's here. I said I'd meet her outside and get her signed in.
Make sure she gets all the right books, Tash. And free game. And the drinks vouchers. And the free dabber.
Never one to miss out on a voucher, are you, Jill? Don't worry, I will.
Calpol. That was it, Calpol.
Calpol? Not feeling well?
I mean the name of my boyfriend from Slovakia. Kapolik or something like that. I wasn't sure, so I made sure I just didn't have to say it all night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid we've missed the boat on our early bird game for tonight. But the main game will start soon, just depending on when I can get this thing to work.
Have you called head office? There's a poster in the staff room that says if there's a problem, you should call the head office. Have you called head office, Ronald?
Look, Zoe, it's gone 5 p.m. It's the weekend and nobody's going to be in head office. It wasn't like this before.
How's your Keith?
Same old. He got promoted at work.
Oh, more money coming in then.
I wouldn't know. I don't see it.
He's not treating you.
I get my allowance every week. It's been the same since 1997.
Almost when I was born. But seriously, an allowance? Like pocket money?
He asked me to pack up work. I worked in an office. Had my own desk and everything. It was only part-time. I came home from work one day and he said he'd called my manager and said I'd jacked it in. Not worked since. I don't need to. My job is looking after the house and looking after him. Now the kids are grown up and moved out, it's a bit easier. But I get along fine with my allowance.
Whoa, that is some history there. I'll get some drinks in.
My Raja worked till he was 67. Always a grafter, my Raja.
How many years has it been now, Aggie?
7 years next month. You never get used to it, being on your own.
That's why it's nice coming here, isn't it? Get out of the house, meet up with others, have a gossip. Every week I have my routine for a Friday. Keith says if I can run like clockwork, it keeps him happy. He says he likes me, likes to know where I am.
I was just saying to Ron, without a clock, there would be chaos.
You couldn't give me a hand, could you? When I'm fiddling around behind my box, when you see a light or anything flash, let me know, yeah?
Now there's an offer you can't refuse.
She's a married lady. Hold your tongue.
Now, I'm pressing some buttons down here. Oh, there's a wire hanging down. Just a minute.
Nothing's flashed up yet. Oh, Ron, I can see some numbers. It's working.
I can't see anything. Are you sure?
There was something, wasn't there? Wasn't there?
I don't like to meddle with these modern things.
Have you got some instructions or manual? When something goes wrong at home, my Keith gets a manual out.
I told him to phone head office. There's a poster in our staff room that says...
I'm not going to phone head office.
Scene 2, continued.
It just took that long because it's your first time. Normally, you just show your card and they let you through. I've been going for years, so they just know me. They give me a nod. This is Danielle, everyone. Ronald is our main man at the box. And that's Jill. Aggie. That's Zoe. She works here.
4 months.
This is our table. Not there. That's Jill's seat. We all have our usual seats. It's lucky, you see.
Lucky seats sound good. How much have you won by using your lucky seat?
1 week, I won £25.
Oh.
Sit there.
You might as well sit down, Jill. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing.
Oh, you must be Danielle. Heard all about you. What's it like working with her?
I don't actually work in the same office as Tasha, but we chat, don't we? In the kitchen.
It must be fun, gossiping in the kitchen.
Talking about all them fit men in the office.
Fit men? Have you seen the office? It's full of the most boring tits you could imagine.
They could be boring, but still be fit.
My Billy, he's boring. He's not fit, but fat. We got a wedding to go to, and we'll have to get him a new suit. He's resisting, of course. He likes his polos. But it's nice to see a man looking smart in shirt and trousers, isn't it?
My Roger always dressed smart. He always said, for luck, you must always dress up smart. Dress up as you wish to be buried in.
And did it work? Where did the luck get him?
He's dead now, Danielle. Wasn't that lucky?
Shush.
All right. I'm sorry, Aggie. Didn't mean to be insensitive.
Danielle, have you got everything? And your free dabber?
Yes, I've got my dabber and a whole load of vouchers for free drinks.
We'll use them in a bit.
I'll check through your books to make sure they're in order.
The early bird didn't happen tonight. It's not working again.
It doesn't all run smoothly around here. You'll soon find that out.
There. You'll be okay. I've not seen you here before. First time, is it?
I'm sorry. I need to be happy.
You're all right. You let it out if you need to.
I need to be happy. I come here for friends.
We all come here for our friends.
I'm just so lonely. I sit at home when I'm not working.
There. You don't have to be alone.
My boyfriend, Matti, just come after us. He went home, but they not allow him back.
There. I'll tell you what. You come and join us. Sit with us on our lucky table.
I do not mean to burden. I just...
Come on. I won't take no for an answer.
Come and sit down. Wipe those tears away. If you keep on crying, you'll smudge your dabba-dabs.
Dabba-dabba-do.
I'm Jill. What's your name?
My name is Veronica Ruta Petroskos.
Veronica.
It is like the English name, but with K.
Veronica, with a K. Can I call you Ronnie or Ika?
Veronica, named after my mother.
Right, let's get some more drinks in and make acquaintance. Danielle, come and meet the bar.
What about just Veron?
Just Veron sound like a sanitary towel where I come from. Veronica.
Veronica.
Scene 3, outside the bingo palace.
Just put the pizza in the oven and don't let Sarah near it. She'll burn herself. She's not allowed near the cooker. Yes, I know. Well, Mum will be home in a bit. Yes, you can, but only one. Now look after your sister. See you later. Love you.
They all right?
Well, Claire's not home yet. Again. I don't know where she goes.
Late from work?
Well, that's just it. She was let go 2 weeks ago. Made redundant.
Really?
Well, it came as a shock to them all. It's the world we live in, I suppose. Nothing's safe anymore. There's no job security. Ever since Lucky Star took over this place, I'm worried every week about my hours. I mean, what is casual about putting food on the table for your family? Casual hours. I used to be here 5 or 6 days a week. And I have to wait for an email to let me know if I can provide for my family or not.
I'm on 0 hours. But I work 8 every week.
Well, 0 hours, casual, it's the same thing. How do you manage?
I live at home with my mum and dad.
Well, there you go. Try being a dad with a mortgage and now a wife out of work as well. Where are the jobs that were all promised? Hey, where's the Great Britain gone that they all went on about?
My dad says there's going to be more jobs soon and more hope for us younger ones.
Yeah, but what about us older ones with kids and a house to look after?
I don't know.
What does your dad do again?
Nothing. He hasn't worked since 2009 when his back gave in.
Yeah, right.
You like your job here, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, I'm lucky in that sense, I guess. I started working here after working at the old hijinks factory. Worked my way up. Got the voice, they said. You have the voice for those numbers. I don't know what the new bosses think. I don't see them.
Head office. They're all in head office.
Well, we lost a lot of regulars after all the takeovers. We've had 3 takeovers since I've been here. All they do is put up a new sign at the front, let some people go, and screw up your shift patterns and hours.
Sounds bad.
It is bad, aye. It is. Well, what can we do?
Get pissed?
Well, it doesn't fix it, though, does it?
My mum says it does. When Dad's moaning about this and that, she gets the black tower out and gets lost into her iPad. Did you fix it, the number machine?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. We haven't got Mick anymore. He was a whiz at fixing things that went wrong. And don't even mention phoning head office.
I won't if you won't. Oh, right, I need to go in, do a quick sweep of the bogs, and then I'm washing up.
Claire, just checking you're all right. The kids are doing pizza. I thought it was easy enough. Let me know you're okay, yeah? Love you.
Private moment? Not anymore. Seem quiet tonight, Ron.
Well, it's life. Just life.
You good?
Well, after the vaping fiasco, well, peppermint was the worst. I've gone back onto patches.
Those were the good old days. We'd have a fag out here and put the world to right. You don't have time for that anymore.
Not now. Too much to do in there.
I've brought Anubia along with me tonight. She's a nice girl, Danielle.
Right.
Sure you don't want one?
All right, maybe for later.
Do you remember that time when Jenny would be out here with us? Jenny, quite round, was married to the window bloke.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jenny.
We used to laugh. That's what we need. A good old laugh.
Well, we will once I get that bingo machine up and running. Come on in, better head back. Got the main game to kick off in a bit.
You're going to make me rich tonight.
Oh, what if I could, you know that. Come on.
Scene 4, inside the bingo palace.
Like the old days?
Like the old days.
And then Ron joins in dancing and he'll get carried away. Then Ronald's phone rings. He gets it out.
Hello, hello. I can't hear you.
So he turns the music off to hear it.
Say it again. Who is it? Oh, hello, Angela. Yes, it's Ronald here. What was the noise? Nothing. It's area manager. Yes, nothing. No, it wasn't music. Well, it was... What do you mean? Where? You've been watching us? Oh, I see it now. I'll give you a wave. Yeah, I know we have CCTV. Yes, it was music. The machine packed up again. No, I haven't called head office because no one would be there. I'll get on to it. No, it won't happen again. I know. It's nearly time for the main game. See ya. Bye. Stuck up, cow. Right, we better get on. That's enough or I'll get the sack.
You mean she can see us on CCTV?
Yeah, she's got an app and she can log on and see any of the bingo palace and at the click of a button.
It's like Brief Brother!
Don't you think it's creepy? I don't like the idea of people watching like that. I mean, security is important and there's burglars in the night. But right now, it's weird.
Everywhere does it.
You see? Cameras and all these computers taking over everything.
I've blown it, haven't I?
We haven't even started the game yet. And we've had a few rounds of drinks already.
It's only early doors, ladies. We're here for bingo, not for drinks and shenanigans. That's why I don't go to the pub. It's too noisy and everyone is up and moving around, asking to squeeze by.
Oh, brighten up a bit, Aggie.
Do you think Ron's all right?
He didn't seem it.
I'll go check on him. Danielle, mine's the vodka and lemonade.
Jill, I think it's your turn to get the drinks in. For Ron, do we have vodka where you're from?
Vodka?
Yes, the vodka.
Yes, we drink a lot of vodka here where I am from. Now I am living in England. I drink vodka here too.
Vodka for Ronnie as well. Any kids?
No, children. I would like some. We would like some. My boyfriend, Matthias, would like children too.
And you said he's back home and can't come over here?
He worked very hard here, but in your government, they want paperwork to tell what his job is and for how many hours. A contractor's.
Contract?
Yes, a contract with more hours. But he worked all the time. He went home to see his mother, who is very sick. Now he wants to come back here to England, but they will not let him.
I'm sure they will. I mean, rules can't change that quickly, can they? It's not like we're some dodgy country that makes rules or cuts rules to make people's lives a misery, is it?
You mean like America?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Never been there. Never been on holiday. Well, I did go when I was a kid. I was six and I was so excited. We stayed in a chalet somewhere near the coast. We were allowed to do whatever we wanted. I wanted to go swimming, but there was no swimming pool on the site. My dad was furious because he thought there was one too. So we used to head over the road to the posher place and use that pool. We got found out one day and they all turned their noses up at us. They shouted at us and I had to ask my dad what a dolite was.
That is a new English word for me, dolite.
Dolite. It's not a nice word. People can call you horrible things when they think you're offloading stuff for free and on benefits. I didn't want my kids to have that. That's why I'm working when I can. That's why Friday nights are important to me. It's my night, whilst my mum has the kids.
And the father?
Well, the kids' dads see them, and they can have them whenever they want, as far as I'm concerned.
Where is everybody? We're running late. We must have fixed that... He must have fixed that machine by now.
I don't know.
Have you seen what the time is?
No.
Will you get off your phone and look at me? That's better. Eye contact. Now, be careful on those things. The paper says they can give you all sorts and you can get into all sorts of trouble. It's why I stay away from modern things like that.
Whoa, he's fit. He looks tall. Nice one, Vern.
Not you as well. Everyone's on their ruddy phones. What about real life? What about the actual people here?
Scene 5. Outside.
This is real life, Claire. I've got people actually here, inside, waiting for me and my numbers. Yeah, yeah, make all the balls jokes you want. Just don't leave it too late tonight, yeah? No, I'm not telling you what to do. I just mean, hello? Hello?
He doesn't get it.
Who?
Him at home.
Well, that makes two of us. But mine isn't at home.
Not tracked her down, then?
Well, not yet. It's not that I want to track her down. She's off the rails a bit lately. No job and stuff. It's just got her down.
They're always looking for people at my place. I could put a word in, if you like.
Yeah, thanks.
Got you all ready?
Yeah, you could say that.
So, we've got two newbies here tonight. Danielle from work and the Veronica from, well, you know. She seems nice enough. Missing her boyfriend, though. Won't let him come back here, she said. She was crying and...
Young love, eh?
Yeah. Here, did you hear this one? How does every immigration joke start? By looking over your shoulder. Didn't expect you to go all PC brigade on me.
No, it's not that. I've just got a lot on my mind.
Selfie time. Hashtag down the alley with Ronald by the beans. Come here, you. Squeeze up.
Oh, don't use any of those ones. I look like a right mug.
Give it here. Give it here.
Ron kisses Tasha. Then Tasha kisses Ron.
Oh, I was just...
Don't ask.
I wasn't going to.
It was nothing. We're both down. Both known each other for ages.
Of course.
Come on in. Let's get on with this game. Let's win some cash.
I just needed some fresh air. Got really stuffy in there. The consultant said...
The consultant? What are you on about?
Nothing. I didn't mean to.
Come on. We've known each other for years, coming to this place for our fix every week. Tell me.
It's only stage one, they said. It will be all sorted, they said. It's only...
You should have said. We're all here for you.
I don't want anyone to know. Keep it to yourself. It'll be sorted soon, they said. So there's nothing to worry about. Keith doesn't even know about it.
This is quite big. The girls will...
Keep it between us, yeah? Like, I'll keep what I saw just between us as well. For my sake.
For my sake too.